Okay, so we're moving on here in Sefer Tomer Dvorah, and we're speaking about, we're continuing to speak about the midos of the Ribono Shel Olam, and the way in which, based on a Havana of the way that the Ribono Shel Olam interacts with this world, so we can have an understanding, when it interacts with us, we can have an understanding in terms of how we should interact with other people. So the mid that we're talking about right now is because Baruch Hu is Chafetz Chesed Hu. God desires Chesed. God, the Ribono Shel Olam is Chafetz Chesed. So what does that mean? So says the Tomer Dvorah as follows: Halo kvar pirashnu bimekomo. We already explained somewhere else. Where is that place? In his sefer Pardes Rimonim Shar Chavdalat Perek Hey. I say that with no bekias in the writings of Moshe Cordovero, but every person that put out a sefer on every person. The Svarim I saw on Tomer Dvorah, I'll tell you where that is. That he tells us the following in the sefer Pardes Rimonim: that there is in the upper world. So the Mekubalim describe at times how there are these upper worlds and these spiritual worlds, so there are different things that are present. And up in the upper world, there is a heichal. There's a certain kind of chamber, a certain kind of room. Says the Moshe as follows: that there is this place in the upper world where there are angels in charge. Memunim lekabel. When a person does chesed in this world, there are melachim up there that hold on to that chesed. They're mekabel that chesed. And what do they do with that chesed, those melachim? Kaasher midas hadin mikat reges al Yisrael. When the midas hadin comes and wants to punish Klal Yisrael, miyad osam ha-melachim marim ha-chesed ahu. The melachim take in the upper world that chesed that Bnei Yisrael did, and they show it to the Ribono Shel Olam, because Baruch Hu Mirachim al Yisrael. Because Baruch Hu says, whoa, these people did chesed, even though really they're deserving of a certain din, they're deserving of a certain kind of punishment, they did chesed. So then he stops, he doesn't punish them. Because Baruch Hu Mirachim al Yisrael, b'mneishu chafetz b'chesed, because Baruch Hu loves chesed. And even if really we should be obligated one to the other, we should be chayev for certain things that we did. If we perform chesed one to the other, mirachim aleihem, the Ribono Shel Olam has compassion upon us. The Ribono Shel Olam has rachmanis on us. He says, "Kmo shehayev bezman achorban." He references the psukim from Sefer Yecheskel with the Malach Gavriel, where there we're told Yecheskel tells Klal Yisrael 11 years before Chorban Bayis Rishon. He says the Midas Hadin is about to come. Midas Hadin is going to destroy Yerushalayim. The Chorban is about to come. And then he saw in his Nevuah that Kadosh Baruch Hu was Ma'akev the Chorban. Why was Kadosh Baruch Hu Ma'akev the Chorban? Because he saw the chesed that Bnei Yisrael, performed. And the Mefarshim there explain in Rashi and the Radak and others that Gavriel, the Malach Gavriel, so Gavriel's Milashon Gvura. He's the one that brings a certain kind of harshness. So Gavriel comes to Malachim. He's about to throw these fiery coals on top, but he pauses a little bit before he throws them on so they cool down a bit. The Gemara says, in Yuma and Daf Ayin Zayin, if not for the fact that those coals would have cooled down, Lo Nishtayru Misonein Shal Yisrael, Sri Dupala, Klal Yisrael would not have been able to survive. Why did Gavriel slow down? Why did the Korban get delayed? Because we performed chesed zeh lazeh, from chesed to each other. There's a little bit more here. We're just going to skip over for a little bit, if that's okay. So the first step is that the Ribono Shel Olam performs, likes our chesed, and that when we perform chesed, so then the Ribono Shel Olam gives us a degree of rachmanas, gives a degree of forgiveness. So let's unpack it just a little bit. The first step is like this. A lot of this, the pasuk says in Sefer Hosea, ki chesed chafatzdi v'lo zavach v'das elokim me'olos. That the Ribono Shel Olam prefers chesed and values chesed at times even over karbanos. In the Avos Reb Nasan, the Avos Reb Nasan, it says, Ha'olam mitchil lo nivra elo b'chesed. The world's created with chesed. And the Gemara says the following very intense maysa. And imagine just what this was like. Pam achas ha'yerb Yochanan ben Zakkai, yotzei mirushalayim. One time, Yochanan ben Zakkai was walking out of Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yeshua holich achar. Rabbi Yeshua was walking after Yochanan ben Zakkai. V'ra'a beis hamikdash charev. Imagine two of the absolute giants of the Tanaim are walking, and they see the mikdash is burning and destroyed. Now, we just finished Maseches Makos, so we're all ready for the Rabbi Akiva kind of a moment of Chorban, Gevalt, you know, fine. No. I'm Rabbi Yeshua. Oilanu al zeh shu charev. Oh my gosh, I can't believe we just lost Beis HaMikdash. How come? Makom shemechaprim bo, avonoseihem shel Yisrael. This is the place, it's Navat Reb Nosson, where Klal Yisrael's sins get forgiven. This is the place where we get forgiven. What are we going to do? I can't bring Karbanos anymore. So Amar Le, Rabbi Yochanan Zakeh is back to him, B'ni, Ayari L'cha, Yisrael Karpara Achashi, Kamosa, Ve'eze, Zegemiels Chasadim. Shene'emar, Ki Chesed Chafati, V'lo Zavach V'das Elokim Me'olos. That even absent Karbanos, which give us Kapara, that when Jews perform Chesed, that mitigates, that stops, that holds off the Midas Hadin from coming. Because Ribbono Shel Olam likes Chesed in that kind of a way. That it has the ability, Chesed, when you get it, it has enormous payoff. It's an unbelievable investment. It's the kind of thing which can delay Midas Hadin from kicking in. Like the Mishnah in Peya, we say it every morning, that Gemilas Chasadim is one of the things that Adam Ochel Peya was saying. B'olam Haza, V'akaren Kayemis Olam Haba. That Chesed pays off. In very significant and very, very real ways. It pays off. It stays there. It stays there forever. Chavetz Chaim and Avas Chesed. His favorite Avas Chesed, unsurprisingly, speaks a lot about the importance of Chesed. He named his farim very well. So the Chavetz Chaim even points out, the Gemara says in Masechet Sanhedrin, Mayasa Adam v'yinatzal mechevel shel Mashiach. What can we do to be saved from the birth pangs of Mashiach? Amar le ya'asok b'torah uv'gemilas chasadim. The Yalkut Tehillim says Chesed is omedes lo le'adam asof kol hadoros. Chesed stands. Okay, let's begin to unpackage things a little bit. It's like this. Typically, the way that things work is that certain actions demand particular responses from Ribbono Shel Olam. So if a person performs a particular avera, that generates a need for the Midas Hadin to respond in turn. Baruch Hu takes averas very seriously. If a person sins, so the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to respond, Midas Hadin is going to come, Midas Hadin is going to fight against us. Okay, that's step number one. But, says of Moshe Cordovero, and it seems to have strong precedent in Chazal, that's not true when people do Chesed. Chesed buys time. Chesed buys time. When Jews perform Chesed one for the other, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, I'm not going to punish right now. I'm not going to punish right now. And there is that in the Heichal, that the Malachim come, and they take that Maisa Chesed, and they show it to Ribbono Shel Olam. They demonstrate it to Ribbono Shel Olam. Says the Moshe Cordovero, the same thing should be true with us and our relationships with others. This is a very, very difficult point, a very difficult madrega to reach. But says the Moshe Cordovero the following idea. It's amazing. Im Kain, Beseder Zo Roi LaAdam LeHisnahig, that I should behave this way also. Afim ra sha'adam oselora umachis. So you had this guy, he likes to go at me a little bit. Likes to comment every time I wear a new shirt, he likes to go at me, or don't wear a new shirt, he likes to go at me. Suddenly I'm getting blamed for eye diseases, I'm getting blamed for kimat everything. People like to go at me. And it could be that I'll get upset in response. What do? I look at the person who's doing something bad to me. Im yeshbo tzad tova shemetiv le'acherim. Omida tova shemisnai kashura yaspik lo tzadze levatel kaso me alav. Says in Moshe Cordovero, and let's be medayik a little bit. If the guy does a bit of chesed, not to me, he's a jerk to me, but he's yeshbo tzad tova shemetiv leacherim. He's good to other people. I see the way that he acts to that guy. I see the way that he behaves. So let's say it's a guy who's like, you know, he's very, very harsh. He's very hard. But I know that he works on Shabbases with people who have special needs and need a lot of support. I know that he does this with this guy who's struggling. That should be enough that I could say, just like Ribbono Shel Olam loves Chesed. So V'yomer Dai Li Batova Zo. This Tova he did for somebody else. Sheyeshlo, that's good enough for everything. Says Moshe Cordovero. Says Tomer Devora. V'chol Shekein Beishto. All the more so with your wife. He quotes a very famous Gemara in Maseches Yevamos on Daf Samech Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara tells us one of the great Amoraim that his wife would drive him crazy. And even though his wife would make his life very difficult, Rabbi Chia, that even though his wife would make his life very difficult and cause him a lot of pain, he would bring her gifts. The Gemara says, why would he bring her gifts? She caused him so much pain. So he said, I have to offer her Akaras HaTov. Why offer her Akaras HaTov? So says the Gemara there, Dayenu, Shemegadlos es Banenu Matzilos Osanu Minachet. I have Akaras HaTov to her. Because of her, I'm saved from Chet. I have a wife, I have a woman that I'm with, and she helps raise our children. I have Akaras HaTov to her. Now, Some of the mefarshim here, some of the sfarim and Talmud Dvorah point out something fascinating. His wife was not nice to him. And the reason why his wife provided him with certain things wasn't because she liked him. You take care of your kids because you take care of your kids. It was more about her and the children. She prevented him from violating a chait. Why did she prevent him from violating a chait? Because she was possibly married to a woman. Not that she was trying to do anything. It seems like, says Talmud Dvorah, a person's supposed to have hakaras hatov. A person should say, you know what, she did chesed. Even the guy did something good for you. So one level is he's meitiv la'achirim. Maybe he's doing something good for you, but not because he likes you. And not because he wants anything good for you. Just he did something which ended up causing good for you. It caused good for me. No kavana at all as to why he was doing it. I love cholent and kugel on Thursday night. There's a guy that makes cholent and kugel on Thursday night. Maybe he does it because he makes money. Maybe he does it because he loves the act of cooking. But it enhances my Thursday night. And what that means is that I have a karas hatov to him. But isn't it something which he's supposed to be doing? You know, anyway. So the answer is, not really. Meaning, my karas hatov is because he did tov for me. Period. Not why he was doing it or the way he was doing it. It just, he did tov for me? Okay, so then I'm makir tov. I saw in one of this farm here that they quote a couple. The Rashash writes in Shvius, Perigdal Mishnah Beis. Again, I claim no bekiyas in this. That a person should have hakaras hatov to kohanim who bless them every morning with birkas kohanim. Says the Rashash, but the only reason why they're doing it is because they have a chiv to get up there and birkas kohanim. And if they wouldn't get up there, they'd be over in certain isurim. So why is there hakaras hatov? Because he did something good. I got tov from him. So even though maybe the reason is nothing to do with being good for me, I have to have a degree of hakaras hatov. That's really what it's about. That's the pshat. Also, we know, beginning of Sefer Shmos, that Moshe Rabbeinu has hakaras hatov to the Mayim. It did good for me. Did the Mayim, like, Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't do the Mak of Dam. Why not the Mak of Dam? Because Mayim saved his life. There's a lot of Torahs about this in the nature of hakaras hatov. It's one of the real starting points in hakaras. But what's the pshat? The mortar did not intend to anything which did good for me, I have to respond in good. And if a person did chesed, I respond as such, whether he did it for whatever reason. So says the Talmud Dvorah the following idea. In human relationships, it's like a particular almost take on the world of, of Dan Lekav's Chus, but in a more powerful kind of a way. When I see someone who's doing something that's difficult for me, so then my avoda is to find, is there a, Bono Sholom loves chesed. He's biased in the world of chesed. That person's in each chesed, even a little bit here, a little bit there. Okay, that's unbelievable. Did you see him in the Chadar Ochel? He cleared off his thing very, very nicely. He wasn't one of those guys that like benched a little bit early and snuck it. No, he, look what he did. That guy, whoa. And if someone does something for me, even if it's their job, so I'm at a restaurant and the waiter comes over and the waiter is very nice to me or whatever it is. So I give the, thank you so much for doing so. Real hakar sato for doing so. I embrace the chesed that he did. Whoa, that waiter, what unbelievable chesed. What a tova he did for me. He did it because it's his job. He did it because he wants a good tip. He did it because he wants it to be very pleasant. He did good for me. And if he did good for me, whether or not it's his job or not his job, whether his intent is for even self-serving, it's for himself. He's selfish. But still, that midah of the Ribbono Shel Olam is chafetz chesed. He loves chesed. That's something which is a game changer. And those who are able to cultivate that midah and being able to say, not, wow, he cares about me and did things that therefore will be good to him, but no, he cared about someone. Or, whoa, he did something which caused good for me. Whether I, per se, it was because he likes me or not, that's a milah. And the more that we view the world through the prism of looking at the chesed and the tov that other people do, the more that my reality is a different reality. The Gemara in Brachos and Daftin Ches, Huya Omer Orech Tov, Oreach Tov, Mahu Omer. What does a good guest say at a house? Kametirchos Tarech Bal Habayis Bishvili. Whoa. Do you see how much they invested in being able to have me? Kama Basar Hevi Lefanai. How much meat did he bring in my direction? Kama Yayin Hevi Lefanai. How much food? What did he bring for me? Kama gluskaos, which there's a word that, as we learn Pesachim, suddenly has like more meaning to us. You know, we're all looking for our gluska yafa in life. V'chol masha tarech lo tarech ela b'shvili. And everything he did, mistama, he did it for me. Aval oreach ra. What does the bad guy say? Ma tarech bal bayis ze pasa achas achalti chaticha achas achalti kos echas chasisi kol teresh tarech bal bayis lo tarech ela b'shvili ishto uvanav. You know why he had a good meal on Shabbos? Because he did it for his family. Okay, derech agav, I was invited in. Like derech agav, I got an invite, but it wasn't. Now, which is it? The real answer is a real balavoda. It doesn't actually matter, and you get to choose. When I'm sitting at that Shabbos table, I get to make a choice. Do I want to view myself as being agav? Everything he did was just for him and his family. He happened to derech agav, had to have somebody there because he liked to have a full table and there's an empty chair. So never, okay, I guess he invited me. Or I get to choose, he did it. Not because, the Gemara doesn't say, it's oreach tov and oreach ra. It's the same meal. It's because you're a good guest or a bad guest. It's not a question of aliba de emes. I'm researching, why did he do that? I was there on Wednesday morning, he's talking to his wife about having guest for Shabbos or not. And I was there and I overheard why they were doing it. And really it was for them. You get to choose. Get to choose. Bad people, bad guests always choose. They're always viewing, oh, he did it for himself. You know, he got up there and duchened? Because he was self-centered. He got up because he has a chiyuv. He wanted to get up, he has a chiyuv. You know why he gave chont on Thursday night? Because he's a little bit self. You know why he did this? Because he's a little bit. You can live your life that way. Or the Oreach Tov lives his life in a very different. I saw how he acted to that guy. Okay, he's a jerk to me sometimes, but did you see how he treated this guy? It's a chash of a thing. And did you see the good he did for someone? It's true that it could have been just for a chiyuv. And it's true it could have been a good meal, but I don't have to choose to see the world that way. I can see the world a different way. And if I see the world a different way, my relationship and my attitude towards him is very, very different. It's very, very different. But it requires a real avoda. The Gemara's example is a person comes over for a meal. Meals take a degree of preparation to be able to get ready. It requires, you know, you're making a menu in advance, got to figure out what food you want to make. You have to go buy the raw ingredients. You have to then go and you have to prepare it. Got to set a table and get things ready. There's a lot of steps involved in being able to have that. And a person, imagine walking into a home and saying, being a reach tov, like, whoa, look what they did for me. Look how nice of a Shabbos meal they wanted me to have. Look how nice, not in a narcissistic way. Like the whole world's talking about me. It's nothing to do with his family of eight children. It's all about, it's me that they have Shabbos food. No, but you could, to be able to view and appreciate that a lot of it has to do with, that you could say, look at the tova that they just did for me. And to be makir tov for that is an absolute game changer. Chesed, we do. The Malachim, hold on to it. The Ramak, in Paris Vimonim. And when a person does, when din is supposed to come, the Malachim come and say, Rebbe Shalom, look at this chesed. And the Rebbeinu Shalom delayed Chorban Bayis for that. And the Pasuk says in Hosea, Ki chesed chafatzti, more than olos and more than karbanos. And the Ovasar of Nasan, that's how we can get kapara. We can get kapara that way. But that's how the Rebbeinu Shalom relates to us who do chesed. The charge is for us to relate to others who do chesed the same way. To others who do chesed the same way. To appreciate that in a way which can be meaningful, in a way which can be productive. To see their chesed, because it can alter the way in which we relate to other people. Have a great rest of your day.